This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Hello and welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm Terry Toad, and joining me in studio today, Myrna Moore, James Elam. We're going to be talking about the Montgomery County Fair and the big trivia night coming up on November the 7th. And Myrna, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Good to have you in studio. And James, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you here. And before we get to the trivia night, we've been talking off the air about funding and all this sort of stuff. And of course, I think probably the most frustrating part as a member of the fair board is you can't get any answers right now.
No, we don't have a clue. I mean, chances of getting 100% of our funding that we've been getting, which is down to now only a third of the funding we're supposed to be getting, you know, are, I'd say less than 1%. If they ever get a budget, we might get some funding. But when will they get a budget? And as everybody knows that's on any kind of committee or runs any kind of business, you got to start planning now for next summer's fair.
Right.
Yep, that's
right.
Correct.
And the thing of it is, you know you're going to have a certain amount of costs, set costs, and costs that maybe go up a little bit more. And you're still dealing with an unknown number of dollars coming in, and maybe even less than that. So you're really between the rock and a hard place.
We are. And everybody says, well, you know what? To me, you're a business, and you ought to operate in your budget. And I agree 100%, except for showing livestock and the free carnival rides and stuff we do for the kids. And, yeah, if I want to be a county fair without livestock shows and arts and textiles and that kind of thing, I can run demo derbies and truck and tractor pulls and we can operate and be fine. But a demo derby can only cover so many little kids bringing their hog or their cow or their artwork to a fair.
Mm-hmm. And James, as we sit here and we talk about the funding issue, the sad part about it is, you know, a group of people got together over a quarter century ago, went out on a limb and says, we're going to put together a county fair for Montgomery County. And here it has grown. It has prospered. The fairgrounds are terrific. And now all of a sudden you get this big question mark thrown in front of you. How do you deal with that? Is there a lot of emotions tied in with that? Is it just scratching your head kind of stuff?
It's where do we cut? Where do we, you know, stretch here, stretch there, you know? It's been in my family for quite a while, being the nephew of Myrna Moore and Fern Flitz, which was an original fair board member. And
you have literally seen this thing grow.
Yeah.
I mean, from day one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
You've been there, done that.
He was just a little one when the fair started. You know, I think that's probably the most frustrating part of this. And in Montgomery County, we've been very fortunate. Our grounds is paid for. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of fairgrounds aren't. And I thank everyone in Montgomery County and surrounding counties that if in any way donated towards that fairgrounds, or if you just come out and give us your $5 or $10 to see a show or whatever, that's all part in paying that fairgrounds off.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the most frustrating. We have worked so hard for 30 years to build those nice buildings and pay the fairgrounds off. And if we were to lose it now, it'd just be heartbreaking for
crushing.
Every fair board member that's ever been on there.
And there are county fairs in some counties that have decided not to go with a county fair this coming season.
Yeah.
And that's heartbreaking because you're talking about a piece of Americana here.
Right. Yeah. There were a couple that canceled last year because they said, we can't pay our premiums and the banknote both. Yeah. And a couple that just, they were committed and had signed a contract with a carnival that just had a carnival. But that's not a county fair.
County fair is a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And, you know, it's all about the kids and that kind of thing as far as I'm concerned. And if you can't do those where they can come show their projects, why do it?
Well, and the Montgomery County Fair with the free rides and everything, I mean, you're planting the seeds, James, and you being the a person who's grown up with the fair here, you've seen how kids get hooked on riding these rides because they can pay one price and come in and ride all night long.
Yeah.
This is how you get people coming back to the fair year after year. So
that's true.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And people don't realize how many jobs and businesses and stuff this affects. I mean, our little county fair, maybe we only have a budget of $150,000, $175,000, but you take some of the big fairs, you're talking over $1 million. You take that out of Illinois' economy times 75 fairs, you've taken a lot of money out in a state that's already broke.
And not to disparage school districts who are struggling like so many different other organizations and areas where public health has been affected. But we sometimes don't think about the county fairs because it's a once-a-year thing in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so many other subjects occupy the news space. But this is, this is part of, I said Americana. It's part of being an American. I mean, we expect to be able to go to a county fair. Mm-hmm. This is, where you show off your wares and you get to, and we've lost the art of neighboring, I think, so much.
Right.
In this day and age that we live in. But you could still be a neighbor at the fairgrounds, right?
True. Exactly. Yeah. And even though that kid may only get to show that hog or that cattle or that piece of artwork for 5 minutes, he bought that steer or that barrel or whatever back in January, February, or has been working on that piece of artwork or writing or learning how to cook or whatever. He's been doing that for years and months at the minimum.
And it's an educational experience, and it's just a different type of school setting. It's not a typical classroom where you have a desk and maybe a whiteboard or a set of computers, but it's education. It's a life education opportunity to have these county fairs for displaying their wares and displaying their livestock. And it's just a different part of the whole educational process. People don't realize that, but it's true. So,
I mean, there's the joy and the great feeling you get for winning, and there's the moral character building from losing. And I mean, you just know that's the way it is.
And then there's such a, I think a close binding of friendships with, and James is somebody who's grown up within the county fair and seen it come and, grow to where it is today. The kids that grow up together, even though they compete against each other, they're buds for life, aren't they?
Yeah.
They learn a whole new different set of respect for.
That's true.
For when they compete. So and you don't always get that in other type of activities, I guess. So.
No,
but, I mean, your buddy may have beat you in the last class, but this class he's got two hugs and he can only show one. So you jump in there and go out and show his hug for him, just like he didn't. You're still best buds.
So unfortunately, we're not going to solve much of the problems here as far as the funding is concerned, except that there's going to be a trivia night to help raise money.
Yes, sir.
To support the Montgomery County Fair. And if there's one thing that we know, that this is one of the most generous counties imaginable. And trivia nights usually are pretty darn popular. In fact, I'm wondering about Team WSMI.
Well,
I'm thinking that they're probably going to get in this thing.
We were told to see if you wouldn't drag out that old team. We used to have trivia bowls several years ago, and then we just, I don't know, I guess we got a little lazy, complacent something.
Well, is old is new again. Sometimes.
There you go.
It gets recycled. So
it is.
So tell us a little bit about the details, James, if you would, when it's going to be, where it's going to be, how people can sign up.
It's going to be Saturday, November 7th. The doors open at 6:30, and it will start at 7. It's going to be at the Hillsborough Lions Club, which, for those that don't know, it's on fairgrounds between Calvary Baptist Church and the Hillsborough High School.
Pretty easy to find. You can't miss it.
It is.
Now, do people need to bring snacks?
We will allow people to bring their own snacks. We're not going to turn them away if they bring them, but we will have popcorn and snacks. We'll have hot dogs, pork patties, and pork chop sandwiches available for purchase, and we'll have a soda and water available for purchase. We're also going to have a silent auction. We'll have several items for that. And
so how do you sign up for this? Do you need to call somebody, or
they can call me to pre-register. My phone number is 556-2420.
Okay, 556-2420. All right.
Uh-huh. Or of course you can just show up that night. We'll be happy to take
your
money then.
Yeah. You know, you're never going to turn to people. If we got a table, you're in. Okay.
You people that procrastinate like WSMI people do, you know, just come in with money in hand. We'd love to have you.
it's just a human thing, you know. It's kind of like that. And based on what's happened in the past, when you used to have the trivia nights, you used to have a pretty good turnout, if memory serves me right.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you go do for $10? Yeah. I mean, you can't hardly go see a movie.
Yeah.
And it's a fun night, kills 2.5-3 hours, sure. Something like that. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you can get up in between, go get a sandwich, and go bid on our silent auction items. We've got some pretty good items coming in so far, mm-hmm. and we're still out collecting. So there will be a more complete list and hopefully a picture of some of the items in the newspapers right before the event. Okay. But right now we've got the ladies of the fair board that have their little quilting out there and meet with several other quilters. They meet once or twice a month, and they have quilted this turtle quilt, and it is adorable. It would either be a child's quilt or a lap robe type thing. That's uh-huh. the size of it, but I mean, it really looks like a turtle, and it's adorable. Plus, you know, we've got some silver, car detailing by Wright's Automotive, some oil changes, Casey's Pizzas.
Kind of the typical stuff, right?
The typical stuff donated by businesses around the county and that kind of thing. But, you know, if you don't want to play trivia, come in, get a sandwich, see what we got, make a bid on it. What mm-hmm. else have you got to do?
Yeah, I mean, come on, you know. Baseball season will be over by then.
That's right. it's, you know, not a Friday night when you'd miss a football game
That's
or anything
true.
Like that.
That's
it's
true.
A Saturday night.
And it's just usually a lot of fun when people get together and try to rack your brain and say, okay, I know the answer to that. And then every once in a while you'll blow a question, you know, and you're going, oh, yeah, well, I should have. Remembered, yeah.
Why didn't you know it?
Why didn't you know it?
I can't know everything.
And you know, I must admit that in the past, Team WSMI has done rather well.
Yeah, they did. They did.
You know, we got a couple guys that are pretty darn good at this stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
They're high draft choices. They were, you know, free agents. We've signed them to long-term contracts. So.
Well, we'd certainly appreciate you guys coming out and anybody else. And you can have up to 10 people at a mm-hmm. table, but you don't. If you can only come up with 6, 7, 8, I mean, that's great too.
Yeah.
Join us for the fun.
And if you're flying solo, so to speak, and you want to come and play, maybe somebody will take you on their team.
I'm sure there'll be a couple tables that don't have full tables, and it's only $10 entry fee, and the winners will get back double their entry fee, and the second place will get back their money that they paid.
There
so,
you go.
So you might get a real fun night for free.
There you go. Hey, that's you could do a lot worse, that's for sure. Yeah. Myrna, let's talk a little bit about the fair coming up next year. There's going to be a fair.
There's going to be a fair next year. We're still kind of working on our lineup for next year. I think we're going to do some changing around a little bit. But, you know, your stables will be there, the Demo Derby and the Queen Contest. And we've already signed the contract for the free carnival ride.
There
you
go. You got the main things there.
We got the main things in line.
Is there any thought of maybe cutting back on a day of the fair? That to me seems kind of counterproductive because a lot of times, you know, you have so many activities scheduled in the week. You need that extra day sometimes.
And, you know, we pay X amount of dollars to get this carnival in there.
Yeah.
And
they need so many nights.
They need so many nights. We need so many nights. And if you get a rain out or two like we had last year, you know, it gets real hard. thank God for Saturday last year. I mean, yeah. On the carnival rides, the Demo Derby, we had people packed in there about as tight as you can get last year.
And, you know, and Macoupin County Fair really got nailed with the rain last year.
Oh,
I mean, I remember.
It was a horrible
it
year.
It was horrible. It was it was a challenging year. It really, really was last year.
Yeah,
for
it really
fairs.
Tore up their fairgrounds. Yeah. Fortunately, we have been able to take our own equipment and pretty much go fix ours. So,
and if memory serves me right, even the MMA got tucked away under dry conditions,
shoved
right?
Shoved under the expo there. Building, yeah. And we lost a little bit of money because we couldn't get as many people on the roof as, you know, we would have liked, but got to have it, and boy, those boys put on quite the show.
Oh, okay, so. Yeah, man. The ability just to pull it off.
Yeah.
You know, that's... And really, there's no surprise because you're dealing with farmers. If anybody can get things done, farmers can get things done.
That is true. But I got to tell you, we had a bunch of young kids last year that came to help at our fair, aging from, I'd say, 15 to 25. And those kids worked their behinds off. And most of them stayed all night at the fairgrounds, slept in the campers and stuff we had around there, worked from sun up to way past sundown, and anything I asked them to do, they ran and did. And it's volunteers like that because some of us are getting old.
we just don't move as quick as we used to, do we?
My mind still knows everything that needs done. My body just can't do it. But thank God for all those young kids. And I won't start to name names because I know I'd leave somebody out. But if you're listening and you were one of them, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And you'll take more volunteers, too. I mean, because there's always plenty of work to be done.
Yeah, because, well, I think our young lady that went to Florida to college and says she's taking 2 weeks off and coming home for the fair. But, you know, one of them we lost to the Army things like that happen with them young kids. They go off and get a job. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking.
Well, and that job comes in handy once in a while, once in a while.
I think Mom and Dad think so, yes.
Yeah, definitely so. So we are going to have a Montgomery County Fair next year, and that's good news.
Yes, we will have livestock shows. I don't know exactly what they'll look like yet, but we definitely will have livestock shows.
You'll have
shows.
A good turnout as well, because you guys keep the grounds in such great shape.
Well, thank you very much.
Terrific.
A lot of that goes to James. And Davey
James
Eichhoff.
Is the young guy. He's out there doing all that stuff,
Shout out to Davey Eichhoff. He says his second home is that lawnmower out there. And as long as you keep him ice cold water, he's good to go.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. James, once again, give us the date and the time for the trivia contest.
It's Saturday, November 7th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30.
And to sign up, they can call you. And what's your number again, my friend?
It's 556-2420.
James Elam, Myrna Moore, thank you for joining us on the talk show today. And good luck on the trivia night. And before we know it, in a blink of an eye, it's going to be next summer, and we'll see you at the fairgrounds.
See you.
Thanks for having us.
That's it for the Wednesday Talk Show here on WSMI. I'm Terry Toth.